So entering the rains today, we entered the rains retreat, and that also means that we cannot leave overnight and spend it at another place. The place that we spend in, or that we have to spend in, is the monastery grounds. So as long as you're anywhere on the monastery grounds, then you don't break your pansara. If you're outside of the monastery ground, then the pansa is broken unless you have a good reason. The other thing for entering the pansa is, we started this morning already, whatever we get on Pindapath, this is the food that we eat. It is one of the dutangas, common to the practice of Lungda Mahabhur. Then the other thing is, in a pansa, it is an extensive or intensive practice. And intensive practice means walking chongkrom and sitting in samadhi. And then walking chongkrom and sitting in samadhi. There is no work to be done unless there is an emergency, unless we need to repair something, and unless, the Acharya knows about it before you do something. I don't want to see anybody, also in the office, there's only people in the office, that need to be there, and that is mostly the Praveen. Is that understood? I really want you, to practice very intensively, in this pansa. And the other thing, at the Namron, or after we have our meal down below, when you make your bowls, when you dry up your bowls and keep your clothes, I don't want to see anybody talking. Especially at Namron, the moment two of you are together, the talking starts. This is not helpful for our practice, especially the practice of samadhi. Is that understood? I don't want to catch anybody, talking senseless things, or like the Lord Buddha said, animal talk, That is not necessary, If you ask where the washing powder is, that is okay, But anything else, no discussions on Dhamma, If you have questions about the Dhamma, then come and ask me. But I don't want to see any discussions about Dhamma. I don't want to see any talk, especially at Namron, when we get up in the morning, we start our practice, walking chongkrom, until there is the time for coming to the sala and for alms round. After the alms round, we quietly wash our boat, keep our clothes and robes, and then go back to the kuti and practice. Very quick. And just as quick as the kilesas, see something, eat something. And then we go back to our kuti, walking chongkrom, sitting in samadhi until, at the moment it is 4 o'clock, sweeping time. After the sweeping time, you can have a cold or hot drink. And during that cold and hot drink, and please remember this, during the drink, while you're at Namron, or some of you are in the morning after the meal at Namron, there is no talking going on. We really want to intensify our practice, and we can't, we can't intensify if we constantly, squabble about this, squabble about that, talk about this and talk about that, and get confused. We really want to make, develop sati. Sati, knowing what is going on, if you have sati, if you really have developed sati, not if you think you have developed sati, if you really have developed sati, when you're at Namron and then you see the urge to say something, yeah? And then you keep it, keep quiet, yeah? You see the intention, and then you reflect about what is the intention, why do I want to say something, yeah? And what is it that I want to say, yeah? That is when we have sati. Before anything goes out, any air goes out of the mouth, you know, and forms word, yeah? We have to know what we are going to say and why we are going to say it, and is it useful or not useful, or is it wholesome or not wholesome. Yeah? I mean, you constantly, you know, whenever I go to Namron, yeah, I mean, you're talking, yeah? Otherwise, you know, we have to find another way. Normally you come to Namron, you make your coffee or whatever, or your tea, you know, or take a cold drink, and then you sit away from other people. Huh? You sit away from other people and don't talk to them. Hmm? And we train sati, you know, by knowing what is going on. Yeah? Knowing when the arm moves, knowing when the head moves, knowing when the body moves, yeah? We are aware of this movement, yeah? Before we start to move. And when we do walking chongkrom, yeah? We are aware of the body movement, yeah? While we are with the Buddha or while we are with the breath. Just be aware of it, yeah? But anytime, you know, when we do sitting meditation or stop sitting meditation, then, you know, do it slowly, come out slowly out of your practice of samadhi. And know before you move your hand or before you get up, know that you want to get up. Yeah? And be aware of the movements of the body of getting up. Yeah? When you take a shower, be aware of the movements. Yeah? Don't think about this, you're constantly in the future. I mean, sati is being in the present moment. Yeah? And we should learn this, we should train this. And once you can do that, you know, I mean, life is so easy. Yeah? When we have sati all the time, when we are constantly in the present moment, when we are not thinking about what we need to do next, yeah? Then, yeah, we can have happiness and joy, yeah? Or peacefulness of mind. Sati, this knowing, this is awareness, is so important. Yeah? I mean, how often do I stress it? Yeah, but I don't see it very often displayed. Yeah, so take the opportunity of this coming 3 months, you know, to train intensively. Yeah, sleep in 3 hours. Huh? Maybe sometimes 4 hours, but 4 hours is more than enough. The more you practice, I mean, the less sleep you need. Eh? And that also shows you how good your samadhi is. Eh? And once your samadhi is good enough, then you start to investigate the body, tear it apart. Yeah, what is the body? Yeah, is the arm the body? Is the heart the body? Is the lungs the body? Is the brain the body? What is the body? Take all these things in front of you. Eh? Put them in front of you and look at this heap of body parts. And then ask yourself, what is the body part? And what sits there and sees the body part? Huh? Do it. Huh? Do it real reality. Yeah? Do it in reality. I mean, do it, yeah, I mean, use a saw, you know, and cut your body apart, you know, while you're still sitting there, and put the parts, you know, that you cut off, you know, look at them, you know, and then put them in front of you. Put them orderly, put them in a heap, you know, throw them up in a heap, you know, and then put them back together and see what is happening, yeah? Who is doing this? And the body doesn't cut itself up, yeah? It's not the brain that cuts itself up. Hmm? What is it? What is it that does the work? What is it that does the work of samadhi? What is it that does the work of investigation? Yeah? Who is it, you know, who asks these questions, you know, about what is the body, which part of the body is the body, you know? what is the body or what is the pain, yeah? And investigate pain. Sit for long hours, yeah? At least 3 hours, yeah? Sit for 3 hours, you know, and investigate pain. What is pain? Where is it located, yeah? Is it in the flesh? Is it in bones? Is it in the tendons? Is it, you know, is it in the sinews, yeah? Or is it in the skin, huh? Look at it, yeah? Investigate it thoroughly. Ask this question. Don't ask the question why. Huh? If you ask the question why is this happening now, you know, then you're going off in thought. You know, that is the question the Kilesas love to ask, because it, you know, it leads us to thinking. Yeah? Not why, yeah? What the hell is going on? That is the question you should always ask yourself. What am I doing? Especially when you praveen, and especially when you upatak, you know, develop the sati. Now do one thing at a time, so that you can be aware of what you're doing. Eh? You lift it up, you know, you clean underneath it, and you put it back onto the same place, yeah? Not somewhere where you thought it should be, yeah? Huh? Or you forget this and forget that, because, I mean, yeah, you do this, you know, and you're already 2 or 3 steps ahead. Yeah? The same for the praveen, yeah? And the praveen is not so difficult, yeah? Not as difficult as the upataki, yeah? So learn it, yeah? Train your sati. I mean, it's an opportunity, huh? I mean, why did we come here to this place? To find the opportunity to practice, and only to practice, yeah? To get the mind calm, to find the happiness and the peacefulness that is in the heart, yeah? That's what we came for. And then, yeah? Also, yeah? To find the causes as dukkha, yeah? The causes as this constant unpeacefulness, restlessness, pain, boredom, yeah? To find the cause for it. But we cannot find the cause if we think about it. All our life we have been thinking about the problems that we had and tried to solve them with thinking. That is not the way of investigation. Investigation is asking the right questions, yeah? And listening for the answers, yeah? And when the answers are coming, because in the beginning we don't know if they are coming from the kilesas, we question the answers that are coming. Until there is no more answer coming, huh? Until the kilesas are quiet and the answer is coming from the heart, in the form of knowing, not in the form of thoughts. That's where you develop wisdom. Huh? And I really want to see every one of you, you know, putting effort in this practice, yeah? Not dilly-dallying around, you know, thinking about this, doing that, you know, now I'm doing... Yeah? No. Huh? Really intensify your practice. At the moment the times are still good, yeah? We don't know what the future holds for us, yeah? So practice now while you can, huh? Because if you're dead, you cannot practice anymore. You understand that? And then you feel sorry for all the wasted time, for all the useless conversations, useless entertainments, useless work that you did. Why didn't I practice? Why didn't I practice? Now you have the opportunity to practice. So go ahead and practice, yeah? That's my advice for entering the Pansan. And with this I stop the talk, yeah?